If you're a tournament caster, or you're just seriously interested in going out onto a field and getting all the distance you can, you'll have to stay up to date with rod design, and as your technique changes and improves, you'll have to be prepared to bite the bullet and upgrade your tackle. On the other hand, it's very silly to think that because a rod is new and maybe got some different kinds of materials in it, that it's going to cast further. Tain't necessarily so. A lot of people are over-rodded, and they would do an awful lot better if they went back to something a little bit more flexible and of a length that allowed them to wind up the cast properly and put their full power in. You want a rod that helps you. Now, to look at it from a different point of view, most of us use our rods for fishing. When you're fishing, you need a rod that does more than just cast. All-out casting performance is generally a bad thing when you're on the beach. Beyond a certain point, all that casting performance is wasted. Anything above 150 metres is not only extremely hard going, but it's probably not going to get you any more fish anyway. Somewhere around the 100-120 metre mark tends to be the most productive area. All you need is a rod capable of putting a bait into that band. Any more, and you tend to compromise on the fishability of your rod. It's going to be very stiff, and that means that baits are more likely to come off when you cast. You're likely to pull the hooks out of the fish. Landing a big fish is much more difficult when you've got a brutally stiff rod, because there's no insurance against those sudden surges in line pressure that occur, particularly when a fish comes through the last breaker. So you need something with a little bit of steel in it, but with some flexibility and buffering action. That's why the medium fast rods always have been the best. If you're going fishing, buy a fishing rod that casts far enough. Don't buy a casting rod that's okay to fish with most of the time, because I guarantee that you'll be disappointed, and in actual fact you probably won't get your best distances from the beach anyway. If you're going to wind up a really big cast on a powerful rod, then you need to have your feet planted on firm ground, and that's not always possible. You also need a fairly flat beach, and again, if you're casting off of a shingle bank, then you're going to be stuffed, because you just won't be able to cast in those circumstances. You've got to adapt the rod, and to a certain extent you've got to adapt your casting technique to practical fishing. And again, we're going to come right back to the basic old recommendation of something around 12 to 13 feet, medium action, cast 5 to 6 ounces. Once you've got a rod like that and you're getting decent distances, say 150 metres or so over grass, if you're a practical fisherman, you don't really need to go any further into casting. Just relax and enjoy yourself, knowing that you've done all the homework, made all the effort, and now you can start getting the rewards. So this is John Holden signing off. Thanks for listening, and I hope we'll get together again before long.